British High Commissioner Jane Marriott has expressed deep sorrow over the collapse of a five-story residential building in Lahore, Karachi, which claimed the lives of at least 27 people and injured 10 others. In a message posted on X, Marriott said she was deeply saddened by the tragic loss of life in Lahore following the collapse of a residential building and extended her condolences to the affected families. She also praised the brave rescue workers who are working tirelessly under extremely difficult conditions. "Deeply saddened by the tragic loss of life in Lahore after the collapse of a residential building. My thoughts are with the families and brave rescue workers who have worked tirelessly in the most difficult conditions." Jane Marriott, at Jane Marriottuk, July 6, 2025. The tragedy occurred on July 4 in the Baghdadi area of Lahore when the dilapidated building suddenly came down. Initial police reports suggest that up to 100 residents were living there at the time, many of them women and several from the Hindu community. Senior police officer Arif Aziz told AFP that the building's collapse was sudden and attributed to structural weaknesses. Meanwhile, district government official Javed Nabi Koso disclosed that authorities had issued eviction notices in 2022, 2023, and 2024. "We don't want to impose our orders by force. We work in phases and send them notices. They didn't take the notices seriously," he stated. However, Imran Kaskili, an owner and resident observing the rescue efforts, rejected the claim. "Do you think we are out of our senses to stay in an unsafe building with our families?" he questioned. In the aftermath of the collapse, the Sindh Building Control Authority, SBCA, registered a case at Kalri Police Station against the builder and an unnamed contractor. The firm alleges the use of substandard materials and illegal construction practices, endangering residents' lives and necessitating the building's sealing. Deputy Commissioner South announced that if any government officials are found complicit, legal proceedings will follow. He also assured support for victims to recover financial losses from the builder. Authorities have identified more than 50 buildings across Lahore as structurally unsafe, with 6 already evacuated since the incident, according to COSO. The tragedy has once again highlighted long-standing concerns over illegal construction and lax enforcement in the city's underprivileged neighborhoods.